morning, neighbor. How are you today? Here we are again with Moments of Melody, 5 minutes to help you begin your day and also to help you think beyond today. We live in a day that's characterized by rationalization and speculation. Nations trying to outguess each other. Men trying to outmaneuver and outfigure their competitors. Scientists searching for answers. And sad to say, even some religious leaders seem uncertain about the most important things of life. Here's a shocking statement by a man in a very high religious position. He said, and I quote, "I know as much about the afterlife as you. Nothing. I don't even know there is one. I have no vision of heaven or a welcoming God. I don't know what I shall find. I must wait and see." That was a statement of a high religious leader. In the Bible, we find no such uncertainty about the future. Listen to what God says through his writer, St. John. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." The Lord Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Friend, base your faith on what God says in his word, and not on what man says. Going to read from the Bible. We're going to read from the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, the Gospel according to St. Mark. "In the synagogue was a man possessed by an unclean spirit who cried aloud, 'Why dost thou meddle with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Hast thou come to make an end of us? I recognize thee, for who thou art, the Holy One of God.' Jesus spoke to him threateningly. 'Silence,' he said, 'come out of him.' And then the unclean spirit threw him into a convulsion and cried with a loud voice, and so came out of him. All were full of astonishment. 'What can this be?' they asked one another. 'What is this new teaching? See how he has authority to lay his commands even on the unclean spirits, and they obey him.' And the story of his doings at once spread through all the region of Galilee." Yes, the Lord Jesus has great power. Power over demons, unclean spirits. And he has also power to take you all the way to heaven. As he said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Trust in him, and he'll save you today.